Our devotion for today will utilize an illustration that was used back at the time of the Reformation, and we'll base it around the words of Luke chapter 12, verse 32, where Jesus says to his followers, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Your word is truth. Amen. Wagons began pouring through the gate of the city, and cartload after cartload came in with some soldiers accompanying them. And in all of these huge wagons and carts was just piled with metal and gold and silver and some jewelry and things. A war had just come to an end, and the soldiers were triumphantly riding back into their home city through the walls of the city. And as these cartloads came in one after another, the people came running out into the streets and began to cheer and celebrate the fact that the war was all done. And the carts were brought over to the palace area, right out in the middle of the middle of all of this in the city. And the celebration was beginning. And the king's own son, the prince, had been the general that had led this great war. And now the victory was theirs. And all of the plunder from that victory was being brought back to the people of the city. And so the carts came into the palace, and after a number of weeks, the king decided to call a very special day of celebration to mark this tremendous event and this great victory that their nation had now accomplished. And so he had taken some of these great metals and the gold and silver and had them melted down into beautiful medallions, into beautiful coins to commemorate, that had impressed on them the very victory date and everything of when this war had come to an end. And he chose then to send out messengers into the streets and into the places where everybody lived, and to call them into the city and around the palace for a special day of celebration when these medallions would be given and thrown out to all of the people so that they could benefit from this tremendous victory. And so sure enough, that day the king went out on the great porch, the great balcony of the palace, with guards around him and large sacks full of this gold and silver, and began to make an announcement about what the prince had done and how great this victory was, and had his guards then open these sacks and begin tossing the medallions down to the people in the streets, and beads of pearls and some of the diamonds and things that had been taken in the plunder from this war. And of course, the people down below were just eager to receive all of this and grab it, and were chasing the coins out on the cobblestone of the streets. And suddenly the king looked back at the back of the crowd, and he noticed way in the back of everybody, kind of at the edge of an alley, that there was a man sitting there who was not participating in the celebration. And this man was kind of alone, and he looked sort of forlorn, like a beggar. And he wasn't reaching out for any of the coins that were falling at his feet. And so the king turned to one of his guards, and he took a stack of these medallions, and he put them in the guard's hand, and he said, "I want you to go down. You see this man over here? I want you to go down to that individual. I want you to bring it to him. Bring him these medallions." But as he was looking at the man, and the man looking back at him from the alley, he recognized him. The king recognized the man. Months earlier, he had been caught as a burglar in the palace, but then managed to escape. The king himself had woken up one night and come out into the hallway and saw this man coming out and recognized his face now, that this was the guy. But he had gotten away that night. Well, here he was now sitting in the alley, looking up at the king, distraught. But the king gave these medallions to the guard, and he said, "I want you to specifically go to him, find that man, and put these in his hand, press them into the palm of his hand, and tell him that I'm pleased with him." and I'm pleased to give him this portion of the kingdom. And so the guard went down and found this man, and the man initially refused. And the guard said, "The king has told me specifically to put this in your hand and to tell you it's for you." The Son of God has won the greatest victory of all time by his defeat of the devil and all of his forces on that first great Easter. And his heavenly Father, the King, has chosen to find a special day of celebration of that event. And Christians around the world every Sunday celebrate that event. And the King has decided to distribute the blessings and benefits, the plunder of that victory, to his subjects. And so he has called for a special proclamation that comes through the mouths of sinful people like me to the subjects in his kingdom. And through that message and proclamation, the very benefits and blessings of that victory are now distributed and handed out to his subjects. And it's intended for everybody. There's not to be anybody left out. But today you might be sitting there thinking to yourself in your little alley, "God knows me. He knows me too well. He knows what's going on in my life. He knows what's buried deep down in my conscience and in the things that I have done that are so disgraceful. Everybody else in this room maybe deserves that medallion, but certainly not me." Well, God has sent me specifically to you today to bring you the treasure of Christ's forgiveness, his holy righteousness that you and I don't deserve, and the entrance into heaven itself, the kingdom of heaven itself. And he has asked me to come to you today through his word and to press this into your heart. It pleases the King to give you the kingdom. Do not be afraid of him anymore. The King is pleased to give you his kingdom. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please rise. You to join me in the morning prayer on page 167 in the front part of the hymn book, page 167. This is the second prayer on that page, on page 167 in the front part of the hymn book. And we pray, "O my crucified Lord Jesus Christ, as the patient Lamb of God, you suffered for me the most shameful death on the cross, and with your precious blood you redeemed me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. I pray you to give me the assurance of this redemption through your word and sacraments, and to direct my heart by your Holy Spirit. Preserve me with your divine love, and hide me this day, both body and soul, in your holy wounds. Wash me from all my sins, teach me to live a life of good works, and at the end lead me from this world of sorrow to your eternal joy and glory. Hear me, my faithful Savior, my only comfort, hope, and life, my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen."